In 1978, a tramp goes missing. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1978 showed us Grease in the theaters and Jonestown on the news, but the ransom of a silent film star made 1978 a strange year. The ransom for Charlie Chaplin's corpse, March 1978. Sir Charles Spencer Chaplin Jr., otherwise known as Charlie Chaplin, was a British actor, composer, and filmmaker who took to our screens and forever changed the history of film. He's most known for his on-screen persona, the Tramp, a character who often finds himself in comedic and slapstick situations. But the Tramp was also one of his last great characters in the silent film era. In a time filled with daring heroes and beautiful heroines, the Tramp appealed to the general public with his working-class background, and he quickly grew a huge following. Chaplin was able to hold on to silent film and the legacy the Tramp created, when so many other filmmakers had moved to film with dialogue, because by this point, his work had become so successful, he was able to co-found his own studio, giving him better control over the movies he produced. But when he did finally make the switch to the new medium, the first movie with dialogue he made was named The Great Dictator and was a satire of Adolf Hitler, and with that, Chaplin set the tone for how he meant to continue making movies. Chaplin's films and the man himself always made big waves, sometimes for his film's comedic value, sometimes for their political or social messages. But one thing you may not know about Charlie Chaplin is that he continued to make headlines even after he died. Chaplin's life had been filled with many ups and downs. His childhood was difficult, with his father being absent for most of it, and his mother struggling to make ends meet. From a young age, he started performing in an attempt to keep himself afloat and out of the workhouses. But it was through these performances that he was picked up by an agency that took him to America. It was in the States that he became the Charlie Chaplin we all know and love. But under the surface, Charlie Chaplin had his fair share of struggles. He married four times, and it was only his marriage to his fourth wife, Una, that would last. They had married in 1943, when Una was 18 years old, and Chaplin, 54. And they were still married when Charlie Chaplin was banned from re-entering the States, when he was accused of being a communist sympathizer. The couple and their eight children moved to Switzerland, where they settled down, and it was here that Charlie Chaplin would live out the rest of his life. He died on Christmas Day, 1977, and was buried in a cemetery near Lake Geneva. But just a few months later, in March 1978, his body was gone. More on that after this break. The police launched a five-week investigation after Una received a ransom note demanding $600,000 for the return of her husband's body, but Una refused. She said that Chaplin would have found this whole thing ridiculous, and eventually, the police were able to track down the culprits behind the scheme. Two refugees from Eastern Europe, Roman Wardas and Gancho Genev, were the men who stolen Chaplin's body. The two led the police to a cornfield where they had reburied his coffin, and Roman Wardas was quickly identified as the mastermind behind it all. The two men were looking for a fix to their financial problems when Wardas read of a similar scheme that took place in Italy. The two quickly came up with a plan to steal Chaplin's coffin and extort his family for the return of his remains. But Genev ended up with an 18-month suspended sentence, and Wardas with 4 years hard labor. Charlie Chaplin's coffin was returned to his family, who then reburied it inside a concrete grave to make sure that another attempt to steal it would be virtually impossible. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.